Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to gather and do our city's business. Thank you for the opportunity we have to live in a country where this type of meeting and this type of involvement is possible. Lord, bless the troops that are protecting us, the law enforcement and other providers who were there when needed in emergencies. And Lord, thank you for the great city of Ocala in which we live and are able to serve. Lord, again, thank you for everything, and we ask this in your son's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Does everyone have a copy of the last meeting's agenda? Which? This is the last one.
Yeah, I'll move for approval.
I was here, I'll second it.
Any discussion? Who was in favor of approval?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. All right. Let's get the roll call then. Roll call.
It's kind of silly thing.
Yeah.
Why do we have that?
It's
part of the way they do everything in the city.
I think so. Maybe it's Robert's rules.
She names the members and asks
her
to hear.
Just make a note that Howard isn't here. Everybody else is
Howie Robacher's not here. Everybody else was affirmative.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. Let's get to the unfinished business, the property sale.
Property sale. The Beautiful Moments property sale was approved by City Council at their July 24th meeting. That did include the right of first refusal. It was a pretty detailed ROFR, as described by our city attorney.
They must have closed on it because they're ripping out all the bushes and stuff.
They were really super excited about getting work done, so they're confident. The closing will happen in 2 months.
Oh.
Yeah, the closing will happen in about 2 months.
Well,
we're still waiting.
They got to put all the bushes back.
Send them a letter.
Do they have to put the grass?
We want every leaf in place.
Oh, yeah. But we're still waiting for FDOT and FAA approval. Once we get those, then we can go to closing. I've spoken with both of those entities, and they are aware of this particular land sale. They don't see any red flags. Just procedural type stuff that they have to go through, and then we'll get their approval and then go to closing. Again, this was $720,000 back to the airport.
That money should go into the airport board retirement fund.
Right.
Yeah, something tells me that the FAA won't approve that, but I will ask and tell them that you specifically requested it. So the other item is the Copart land deal, 51 acres northwest end of the airport. Here it is right here, outlined in yellow. This also went to council on 7/24. They approved it. This one has 180 days, but not more than 270-day due diligence time frame. Again, this is $2.6 million. There's about $85,000 in brokerage fees that we have to pay that come out of that price tag. The airport will get the remainder. The city council was leaning towards using that money towards the terminal, repaying Shelter Aviation the $2 million that we borrowed from them to make the terminal project work. So they were interested in exploring that. I suggested maybe a workshop in the future to look at all the needs of the airport. And we'll do that once we go to closing. There's no rush to do it with 270 days.
What does Copart remind me? I forgot. What are they going to do with the property?
It's essentially, they do vehicle auctions worldwide. They have 14 locations in Florida, but they're, I think, in 22 different countries, 49 different states.
That. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I recall.
It was based on $50,000 an acre. It was the appraised value of the property. So that's moving forward as well. If there are no other questions on that, we'll go to the terminal project. We're still having essentially weekly meetings with the Ostley team. They are nearing completion of their 60% drawings. We have a new schedule. We're looking like we're going to break ground in November of 2018. So we add another 3 weeks to the design process. It's taken a little bit longer than what we had initially anticipated. But we'd rather get the design right. Osley still thinks that they can make the October of 19 original construction deadline, which is great, but we're pushing the schedule back another 3 weeks just to account for the increase in design time.
Well, the groundbreaking can occur really at any time. Yeah, it has to be simultaneously when they actually get started.
Yes.
Is that correct? Because if you want to plan that, I'd like to be, get it for people's schedules. I'd like to
So
see.
You're talking about the ceremony?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So we want the ceremony to be as close to the actual work as possible. So we're looking at late October for that. The actual work would probably begin sometime in November. November's tough to do those types of events just because we've got two or three vacation days in there. People are off for Thanksgiving and whatnot. So.
Well, once you get a date, I'd like to be able to put it on my calendar and see
you bet.
If it works. I'd love to be there for it.
We'll be working with City Hall on arranging that. They'll actually coordinate the event, and that's what they do. They plan that kind of stuff, so we'll let them do it.
Now, that date of November 2019, that was when it will be finished?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
So the
coincidence
might be
this too. Yeah, it'll be pretty much timed around the same time frame. It'll be nice. Staff is drafting the RFP for the restaurant operator now. We're putting that together. We've seen the city's doing an RFP for a restaurant operator downtown to use to convert the old fire station number one into some sort of a restaurant. The process is taking a lot longer than they had initially anticipated. So seeing how that process is going for that restaurant, even though this is a little different, we've got an existing proven business model with the airport. We're thinking it's going to take some time to get through this RFP process. So we're getting started on it now. We're going to issue it as soon as we can, just as soon as we get 90% drawings. We know exactly what the floor space is going to look like, and we'll kick it out there, put it on the street for a couple months and see what kind of fishing we can get.
Is the restaurant going to be required to build that space out?
It's unfinished now, okay. So the restaurant operator will have to finish it. Yes.
The fire station one, is that down on Tuscarola Park?
Yes.
Yep. Who's going to go to a restaurant there?
I'm wondering that myself.
Depends on the food.
Yeah, I guess.
The city has a lot of schematics. There's quite a bit of interest in it. Maybe another brewery, outdoor brewery, that kind of thing.
People will go anywhere if they got beer.
Yeah.
Well, they got customers right there.
Yeah.
So getting a good quality restaurant down there could reinvigorate the site.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I remember the old Fire Station 1, which was right on the corner now where they built the parking garage. It's a travesty when a lot of those old buildings downtown were turned down.
Absolutely.
Had a big old two-story. I remember it as a kid. It was a two-story brick. Yeah. Firemen lived upstairs, and we took a tour, and they actually would go down the pole. They didn't let us go down the pole. They had a real live pole, and went down to the first floor and had two fire engines. That was the only fire station.
Wow.
That was it.
Yeah. It must be about 25 fire stations.
You remember that?
I can remember, sure.
Yeah.
So that's all I had on unfinished business. I promised a quick meeting. There is no new business. I'll jump right into operations. June of 2018 was a banner month compared to June of 17. Significant increases in our operations. May as well. May we had a good month this whole year. We've just been...
How is July holding up?
We've got the tower manager in the back.
We're probably about...
Do July's a slower month, though, isn't it?
Yeah, 180 days will happen this month. It will be over last year's, about 20 days, and it'll probably be 10% again for last year, which is July.
So,
August was a big, big month last year.
Yeah.
So we might not take that, but July should be all about last year again, every month through there.
So July's looking good. For the record, that's what the tower manager said. How's fuel for the month?
Fuel's looking good this month, too. Let's say, in the next 3 days or so, we should have seen last year's kind of a bigger, about 36,000 gallons a day last year, this month.
Okay.
So
June of 18, it was a great month for Shelter. Over 25% increase over last year for Avgas and a 22% increase on jet fuel. We've been running a deficit on the year. We still are, but June really helped out and kind of trimmed that back. And hopefully, again, this month, we'll trim that back as well. The last thing I had, just a general information. If you recall, about 2008, we instituted a fee system to be on the T-hanger wait list. We are going to bring that back again. We're essentially going to duplicate the policy. It'll be $225 to be on the hanger wait list. It's fully refundable if you want to get off the list. And if you do get a hanger, it's applied to your first month's rent. We're pushing about 30 people on the list, and it's a big number, but the bigger the list, it becomes more difficult to manage and administer and start going through everybody, and then you have to shift everybody around. It's a lot of work to keep it organized, so we expect some people will drop off because they're not terribly serious to be on it. I don't think they'll want to pay the $225. We'll get a much better idea of what the demand is.
I had a conversation this week with a friend of mine who's a member of the Parks and Recreation Committee for the county. And in the county government, they've evidently moved the Dunellen Airport to Parks and Recreation.
They sure did.
So the Parks and Recreation for the county are taking over the airport. And they've hired a new manager for over there, and he was asking me a little bit about some things that I might have knowledge of, and I tried to explain it. A couple of things to him, but I wonder if I was interested in helping the county, and I said, not really, I'll be happy to talk with them, but Dunellen's dynamics are a lot different than ours. They don't really have, they're not a portal-type airport, but they're a GA airport, so, but they're looking at building more T-hangers, they're looking at doing away with jet self-service from what, you know, information I picked up on, because they sell Avgas, but they don't sell any Jet A over there.
I believe they've already picked up a truck.
Maybe they did.
A jet truck.
Yeah, they people don't go sell fuel, they're jets, but they do. They do like twins and singles. But there is activity there, and the county is involved in doing that. So as they build more and more T-hangers, it becomes incumbent upon us to look at the competitive nature of it. If we want to base more airplanes here, add more airplanes here and have more operations and have more of the kind of things that you get the more airplanes you base, we're just about going to have to look at the way we've done it before. And I don't think this is a really suitable site. You about run out of room for the fuel farm. We need to go somewhere on the site plan.
Well, the ALP shows the future development on the north end of runway 826.
Yeah, and then there was a question of filling in the DRAs and doing...
Yep.
Gaining that spot. But I think we ought to take that seriously and begin a planning effort toward when we can afford it, and perhaps, you know, we sell this piece of some property, get to the point where we're in a better... But those are cash-producing. They have good cash flow. You can borrow the money from somewhere because you build them and fill them up, and there's money flowing in every month.
I don't know if the cash flow, if you've got a pony up, the cash flow when you get...
Grants.
Yeah, you get grants at the same time.
So just to let the board know, we actually have the DRA project and the T-hanger project within the next 5 years on our CIP. So it is listed, it is planned for. right now, you know, all the eggs are
in
the taxiway.
Dallas is talking about building T-hangers now, so, I mean, you got...
Yeah.
But we've got, all of our eggs are in the terminal project at this point, so if we can sell some more property, perhaps we can advance that. The demand certainly is there, for sure. Incidentally, the manager's name over there is Mike Grew?
Wrong.
G-R-A-W-E. Grow?
G-R-A-W-E. Former Air Force, he probably knows.
It sounds too much like my name, so it's, we're...
Yeah.
It'll get confusing.
We just refer to the good airport manager and the bad airport manager.
The good one from Ocala, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, make sure you clarify that. Anyway, that concludes my presentation.
All right. Is there anyone that wants to appear? Any comments from members? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
What? Second? That is a quick meeting, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's about the quickest one we've ever had.
Action to